Okay, today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Mem Hei. As yesterday we started Perek HaZahav, and now we are into Perek HaZahav. It is a 15-blot Perek. There is, towards the second half of HaZahav, some famous Agadatas that we will get into, but miles to go before we get to there, and that'll be through daf Samach, where we get to a Zehu Neshach. But first we have Mem Dal and Mabez. We'll continue. Get your schedule. You know the next couple of days I'm not going to be able to give the daf, so we'll put up from the last cycle the next three, and including Shabbos, and then Monday we'll pick back up with Mem Ches. Okay, but either way, let's test the next three. Here we go. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah Mem Dal and Mabez. So today's first half of the shir, we will be discussing a Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni. Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni has a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the first amud of today's daf has three interpretations of that machlokas. Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and then relating to that, we have a machlokas between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Keep in mind that the first two suggestions are that it's a machlokas on a daraisa level. The third suggestion will be that it's a machlokas about Gzeira Derabanan. That's we will see as we go through it. But first, and it obviously relates to the discussion that we had yesterday, and that is issues of currency and objects. Tiva and Peira. Peira meaning, remember, the item, the merchandise, the product. And Tiva is the currency. And that has ramifications in various areas of halacha. Today we talk about Ma'aser Sheni. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about Ribis, and we spoke how that relates to just Mekach u'Memkar. So says the Mishnah Tanan Hasam about a little more than halfway down, Mem Dalet on the base. Beis Shammai Omrim Moyasa Adam Slotin Dinari Zahav Ubeis Hillel Matirin. The Machlokes explicitly in the Mishnah is whether I'm allowed to take Slotin, which is silver coins. I have Ma'aser Sheni silver coins. How did that happen? I must have had fruit, and I don't want to schlep it up to Yerushalayim, so we know there's a din daraisa. I can switch that onto money, and then bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and then with that money, buy whatever I need to consume for Ma'aser Sheni, whether it's a carbon, whether it's fruit, right? We'll get to that a little bit later. But what if I have silver money? Can I switch that onto gold money? Coins. I have silver coins. Am I allowed to switch that onto gold coins? That's the explicit machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says no. You're not allowed to do that. Once you have silver coins, you cannot switch it onto gold coins. And Beis Hillel says you can. Right? Why would you want to switch it onto gold coins? Because that's one step to make it easier, because gold is more expensive than silver. So if I have a lot of silver coins and it's too much of a schlep, I want to put it onto gold coins, and then it'll be even less of a schlep up to the Yerushalayim. As Rashi says, Lahakel Hamasui Me'alav. Right? To make the load. Right? A lot of times you have a lot of change, and you'd rather get one bill than to have all the change in your pockets. That's what you want to do here. Are you allowed to do that from silver to gold? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. What is that machlokas about? So here we go. First suggestion is exactly what we were talking about yesterday. That's why this is here. The first suggestion is maybe the issue is, well, what is silver and gold in relationship to each other? What's the currency and what's the object? What's the merchandise? As we had yesterday, our Mishnah says Hazahav Kones HaKesef. So our Mishnah holds that Zahav is the merchandise, is the product, and the Kesef is the currency, right? That's why we mentioned. What's the Yisod of yesterday's Mishnah? As we're going to get back to, the Yisod is when I'm Moshech the product, then the Kenyan's done. I have to pay now. If I'm Moshech the money, the currency, so then no. I have to, the kid is not done. I can retract. I will be chayv mishapara. I will be cursed if I retract, but the kid is not done. So our Mishnah held that Hazav Kones HaKesef, the gold is the product while the silver is the currency, while a number of Amoraim were suggested saying the opposite. So first suggestion between about what this machlokas is about that issue. So here we go. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Chad Amar, one of the opinions says, Machlokas v'Slam al Dinarim. The Machlokas is only, purely, about Slam al Dinarim. If you're trying to switch silver coins to gold coins. Why? You could only switch onto currency. You can't switch onto, if you have currency, let's say I have fruit that I made it onto money. I can't switch it back onto fruit. That's not allowed. Right? Unless you're in Yerushalayim and you're going to eat it. but you're not allowed to switch it back. So if the gold is going to be considered fruit, peiras, compared to the silver, that's why it wouldn't be allowed. That's the machlokas here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Chad Amar machlokas b'shlam al dinar. One opinion is that the machlokas is only by silver to gold. The Beis Shammai savri, kas b'tiva, v'dava peira. But you know why Beis Shammai doesn't allow it? Because he considers silver to be the currency, the gold to be the peira, as our Mishnah holds. And you cannot take currency of Ma'aser Sheni and switch it back onto Peira, right? That would not be allowed. Ubeis Hillel Savri, the opposite. Beis Hillel holds like the other Girsa that we had, like some Amoram had. Kasba Peira Vadaba Tiva. The silver is the Peira. Why? Because it's more, right, we said yesterday, do you go by what's more chashiv, do you go by what's more liquid, right? That's the word fungible, right? So, Ubeisilos, Arikasva, Peira, Vadava, Tiva. Ubeisilos says, no, the silver is the Peira, the gold is the Tiva, is the currency, Upeira, Tiva, Machalina. It's just like you're doing fruit onto money again. Right, because you're doing silver onto gold, and that would be okay. Aval peiros al dinarim divrechol mechalina. But everybody would agree if you have actual fruit onto gold, that would not be a problem. The only machlokas is between silver onto gold. That's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But fruit onto gold for sure would be allowed. That is the first suggestion. My time, huh? What is the reason why Beis Shammai would be mechalik? Beis Shammai would say you cannot do silver onto gold, but you could do fruit onto gold. Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, "Midavi akesa the Beis Hillel." Just like Beis Hillel has a difference in halacha, silver meaning it's all relative. It depends what it's lined up against. That's how you determine what is considered the currency and what's considered the object. Just like Beis Hillel has a distinction, as we're about to say, so too Beis Shammai can have the distinction. What's the distinction for Beis Hillel? Midavi akesa the Beis Hillel. Remember, Beis Hillel, according to this version, holds against our Mishnah. Hazav kones akesef. Beis Hillel holds that Zav is called currency and Kesef is called Peiros. But that's not for every relative terms. Kesef le-Beis Hillel. Ava gav de-kasva le-gavei dava. Peira have. Silver, as compared to gold, is called Peira. Le-gavei Peira tiva have. But compared to actual fruit, then silver coins would be called currency. So just like Beis Hillel would have that distinction, so Zav nam in the Beis Shammai, you could also have the distinction for Beis Shammai. Ava gav de-dava le-gavei kasva peira have. Even though gold as compared to silver is peira, le-gavei peira, peira tiva have. But regarding actual fruit is tiva. And that's why Beis Shammai would agree that if you're switching fruit, actual fruit, onto anything, you're allowed to do that. That's called currency. So that is all one version. That's what one opinion says. The Chad Amar, and the other opinion, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the other one would say no. Av peiros al dinar machlokes. Maybe even peiros onto dinar. Maybe Beis Shammai would not even allow you to switch fruit onto gold coins. Why? Because gold coins are so unique and so special and so chashiv, they're called peira even regarding fruit. Even regarding fruit, and therefore you're never allowed to be machalel, maiser sheni, onto fruit. Only from fruit. Fruit meaning objects. And that's the first version, how to explain the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, in maiser sheni. The root of the machlokas is whether gold, as compared to silver, is tiva or peira. The bottom Tosfos discusses, where the Gemara said earlier, tiva a peira lo machalelinon. We're not allowed to go from currency onto fruit. Afal gav da goes al kama, but didn't say it say in Baba Kama. That if you don't have a choice, right, you're allowed to, in a case where the malchios, and the case we discussed there, you have two governments that are a mockpit on each other. Right, they don't allow the coins of one to be used in the other. And maybe they don't allow the borders. They don't have open borders. Right? So the question is, if you're going from one to the other and you're being halal to Ma'aser Sheni coins, which kind of coins do you use? So Gabi Moshe Bavel, Vahim Bavel, Parech, Imalchus Makpedes, Hechi Mamtiluhu, Dezavin Bu, Machi Mamtiluhu. And the answer is Dezavin Bu Behema. You know what? Just buy an animal. If you buy an animal and bring that, animals and animal everywhere. Right, you don't have to. So, what do you see from there, Alma? Mechalalina tiba peire. Right, you see from there if you're having issues with the money that certain currency is only good in one country, not another country. The Gemara suggests, you know what? Buy an animal. So you know what Tosfos answers, but here it says you're not allowed to be mechalal tiba peire. You're not allowed to buy objects. Answer is ein breira. Tosa says, if the choice is not to have any Maaser Sheni, to be stuck, or to put it on an object, then you put it on an object. Then, even if you have fruit in Beit Shemesh, and you switch it onto money, and then all of a sudden this money is worthless, so then you switch in Yerushalayim, so you put it onto an animal, and you bring the animal. Right? So says that's Tosfos' answer. Hasam Shaini, Shaperesim Kvedim, Laholich Veliknos Mos Yerushalayim, Machiz Bakfidos, Velo Efshar, Elokas Meima. Right? Ein Brera. That is one answer. Tosfos says, Ein Brera. The Ritva has another answer here. The Ritva says, when the Gemara says, very mistaver, when the Gemara says that you're not allowed to switch onto Peire, that's only as a middle step. If you're going to switch it onto Peira, onto objects, and then you're going to switch it back onto something else, that's what's not allowed. The only middle steps are allowed to be money, or allowed to be currency. From Maaser Sheni, actual fruit, all the way to the end, you're only allowed to have money in the middle. But if this is the final stage, you're going to buy an animal outside of Yerushalayim, but then you're going to bring it to Yerushalayim, then that would be okay. The issue of Machalina Peire is only if that's a middle step, and not if that's the final step. You're not allowed to be Machalid, Dafka Apeira Kihayu to Lo Machalalinan. O Bechol Pri, Shaina Roy Lochlev Yerushalayim. This is not going to be the ultimate. Avol Darvas or Tzorach Lochlev Yerushalayim could go on Behema Tahora, Machalalinan. That would be okay because this is considered your final stage. Okay, but this is all, again, remember, step one. Step one, we have the machlokas. That's what we're keeping in our heads. Machlokas in the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, machlokas the Shem Hillel. Three suggestions. What is the svara for that machlokas? First one, tiva, peira. What's gold? What's silver? And it's specifically related then to our Mishnah, according to this. It's not a Maaser Sheni issue. It's a tiva peira issue. Let's go. We'll get back to those. Let's just continue a little more. Ulamanda Amar, eight lines up. Af peira sal dinara machlokas. According to the second opinion that we just said, that Beishamai would aser. Even peiros al dinarim. If you have maaser sheni fruit, peiros, you can't switch that onto gold. So, ademiflagi bislan al dinarim, liflag with peiros al dinarim. So, why wouldn't the Mishnah say that? Isn't that a bigger chiddush? Just say that Beishamai says not only could you not do silver onto gold, you cannot do fruit onto gold. So, the Gemara says, no, there's a chiddush to each one. One is not more mechudash than the other. E iflog beperos al dinarin. If you only had that, then I would have thought that in the other case, he would agree. Hava amina, hani mili beperos al dinarin. I would have thought that it's a specific issue with peros al dinarin onto gold. Aval bislan al dinarin, modulan besel al beshamai. I maybe would have thought that besel agrees to beshamai. Didabal gabi chaspa peira ave. Velomachalin, I would have thought that he thinks that gold is considered peira, like our Mishnah says, and therefore you're not machal it, and you wouldn't be able to do it. Kamash Malan, he says, you're allowed to do it because Beis Hillel holds that gold is considered currency as compared to silver. So that's why there's a chiddush to say each of them. So you can't ask the question of why didn't it say this one if the other one is also a chiddush. So it picked one, and the other one is also a chiddush. And again, keep in mind that the Gemara here is discussing Daba, gold and silver, and what their relationship is with each other. The Gemara here seems to be going, and we're going to see this, because in the coming lines also, going fluidly through different contexts in halacha. And you can, if you say something has a definition in one area of halacha, something has a definition in the other area of halacha also. And this seems to be really a machlokas between Rav Haigon and the Ramban, right here in the Malchamos. Rav Haigon, it's just one little line that Ramban quotes from Rav Haigon. Umasha amar hagon zal, didava peira, umikne bichalipin. We're going to get to that in the Shemanam and Beis. The next couple of daf are one of the major sugyas in Shas about Kinyan Chalipin. But Rav Haigon seems to say that definitions that we come to here can be expanded to other contexts. Whatever is considered money here is considered money elsewhere. Whatever is considered an object here is an object elsewhere. That's what Rav Haigon says, and the Ramban is not happy about that. And maybe that's behind the shock levitaria of the Gemara, as we're about to see. But the language of the Rabban is here. Tamahani pekadosh yechiyomar davarzeh. It's always an interesting lashon. How can he say that? Tamikom makom. How can you say that gold is always considered peira? Umikne bechal, according to this version of Beis Hillel. Tamikom makom ad behu. Lamaisa, it's money. Lamaisa is currency. Gold. V'dayta tzurta v'yafilu l'mayda havi peira hani milu l'inyin damim kemecha humemkar aval inyin chalipin v'adak even the dayta tzurta matbeahi, as we'll have later on by Hashem the Gemara on Amid Beis. But the root of this issue seems to be a general issue. Many times, very often in the halacha, we have a definition, and once we have that definition, the question is it a universal definition? Is it a definition that applies in many different halacha contexts, or do we say no? It's a definition that applies here, but in other contexts, you would have another definition. Another example that we have is ksiva. Maisa ksiva. What if you write with your left hand? Is that a maisa ksiva? What if you write with your left hand on Shabbos? So we know that's an issa d'rabbanan, if you're a righty. Right? What happens if you write with your left hand and you're a sofer writing a sefer Torah? What if you're a righty, you write with your left hand writing a get? Do we say in all those contexts that it's not a maisa ksiva? Midaraisa. Just like in Shabbos, or Shabbos different, because the Melech has Nachshavos, right? It's defined differently. What do you mean? It's the Maisa Ksiva. That's a discussion in Eben Ezer on the Shulchan Aruch, when the Rama seems to say that Bidi Eved, again, is kosher. What do you mean it's kosher? What do you mean? It's not a Maisa Ksiva. You need to have a Ksiva Lishma. The answer is you might not have the same definitions between Shabbos and other contexts of writing a get. What about, we discussed this Ran, Machlokas Ran in the Rashba, in Masechet Shabbos, what about Chok Tochos? Chotochos, what happens if I don't write letters, but I recess the background, like a cookie cutter? I push back the background, and the picture stays up. Or let's say I take a Sefer Torah, and I pour ink over the Sefer Torah, and then I erase around, and then memela, the letters appear. I didn't write the letters. That's called chotochos, right? Not chok yurechos. Chok yurechos, I'm chokek. I engrave yurechos, the forms of the letters itself. Tochos is just like I form the inside and the mail of the letter is left. So is that good enough? So there might cut in the opposite way. By Sefer Torah, that's not good. By Stam. But by Shabbos, there is a Deya, Machlokas Rash Barad, that by Hilcha Shabbos is Lamaisa you wrote. Lamaisa you wrote. So there might be a Chumrah of Melechas Lachsheves. It might be Ksiva for Shabbos, but not by Ksiva for Hilcha Sefer Torah. Again, another example of, do you have a universal definition of an act, or not of an act, or of anything? Like here, gold, is it currency, or is it an object, right? There's a many times this comes up, and often we have to ask that question, what kind of definition is it? So that could be the machlokas here, between the Ramban and Rav Haigon, if we expand these definitions. Okay, back to our Gemara. Tistayim, second to last time. So Lamaisa, what was the version number one of Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish explaining the Machlokas Beis Shammai Hillel? Version number one was, if we want to crystallize it, according to Beis Shammai, right, what would he hold if you have actual fruit onto gold? Can you machala fruit onto gold? That's the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what Beis Shammai would say. And what was the Machlokas? What are they arguing about in the Mishnah? They're arguing about gold versus silver. What's the payroll? What's the tiva? What's the currency? What's the object? Fine. Tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan Hudamar Ein Mechalalin. Let's suggest that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says Ein Mechalalin, that Beis Shammai would say that you're not allowed to be Mechalal payroll saldinarim, fruit onto gold. Why? Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, made the following statement. Usser Lilvos Dinar Bedinar. You're not allowed to lend a dinar for a dinar. Dinar for a dinar. You're not allowed to lend a dollar and get a dollar back. What do you mean, dinar a dinar? So, dinar demai. Ilema dinar shal kesef. Are we talking about a silver dinar, which is used for currency all the time? Dinar shal kesef lagabi nafshe. Migalam adam alat tibahave. What do you mean? If it's just silver, then of course it's currency. If you're not comparing it to anything, just to itself, then everybody agrees that silver is considered currency. So there wouldn't be an issue here of ribis. El apshita dinar shel zav. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about a dinar of silver, but a dinar of zav, which is not always used. So bedinar shel zav. So, dinar shel zav, dinar shel zav, that's what you're lending. You're going to lend a dinar of zav, you're going to get back a dinar of zav. So, ulaman, who are we talking about? Ila Beis Hillel, are we talking about within Beis Hillel's opinion? But ha'ari tivahave. We learned in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel says gold is considered currency. So again, it wouldn't be a problem of ribis. So, elolav Beis Shammai. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan is making this statement within Beis Shammai, who says that gold is considered an object, and therefore, Vishmamina, Rabbi Yochanan, he's the Amar, Ein Machalalinan. And if he says it's an object, and he's talking within Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and that's why he says, you're not allowed to be lobe, diner bediner, like we discussed yesterday, the Isra of Sa'a B'Sa'a. The Mishnah later on in Daf Ayin Hey, I can't give you an object today and say, give me the object back in 2 months from now, because maybe the object will have appreciated in value, and then it's an Isra Drabanan of Ribis. Right, we will get to then, in the next paragraph, by the Hashem, what's the difference between Ribis Drabanan and Avak Ribis. Right, there's a difference a little between those two categories. But for our purposes now, so doesn't the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says, treats a gold dinar like Peira, that's a raya, that he's the one that says that Shita, according to Beis Shammai. Answer lo, maybe not. And this gufa could be the Shakla V'Tarya in what we just said. We just try to compare it to our context. What's the answer? Don't compare. Lo olam eim alachar Rabbi Yochanan udamar mechalalida. Me Rabbi Yochanan holds you can be mechalal fruit onto gold according to Beis Shammai. V'shayni ava. And maybe lending is different. In other words, don't compare Ma'aser Sheni to the laws of Halva. Kivon Delevin Mekachu Memkar Shavua Rabbanan Kipera. Since regarding business, Mekachu Memkar, the Rabbanan treat gold like Peira. The Amrinon Iu Niu De Oker Vizil goes up and down in value. Lagabi Avanami Peira Avi. So we compare. So for regarding Halva and Ribbis purposes, it's also considered Peira. But for Ma'aser Sheni, maybe not. For Chilom Ha'Zesheni, maybe not. Don't compare the context. And therefore, there is no Raya. And Achraim Mistaver, it also makes sense that this is true. Techiyasa Rab makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan is not the one that says, Ein Mechalalinan. Meaning, he says the first version, the first Chad Amar, not the second one. Why? Techiyasa Rab and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said elsewhere, Afal Bishamru Asr Lovos Dinar Bedinar, Ava Mechalalinan, Ma'aser Sheni, Alav Shmamina, because we have a Brisa that says it basically explicitly. Ask the Ritva. It's explicit. What do you mean, Hakanami Mistavra? What do you mean, it's logical? It's logical. It's explicit. Hakanami Mistavra is always, if it's, it sounds that way. So the Ritva says, well, the Brisa doesn't say explicitly that it's within Beis Shammai Shita. That's why it says Hakanami Mistavra, and it doesn't say, Taninami Hachi, or something exactly like it. Okay. Says the Gemara continuing. One more before we get to part two. Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from a Mishnah. In Idios, Haporet Selami Moos Ma'aser Sheni. What's his case? Sela is silver. Maos is Nechoshes. What's the case here? I have copper coins outside of Yerushalayim. I'm outside of Yerushalayim, and I L'chora, what did I do? How do I have copper coins? Right, I must have taken my Ma'aser Sheni fruit and be mechalal it onto copper coins. But copper coins, I have a ton of copper coins. So I want to take my copper coins and change it onto silver coins. It'll be easier for me. I don't have to schlep so much. Silver coins are worth more. So when I do that, the Mishnah discusses how much of my copper coins am I allowed to switch into silver coins? Is there any limitation? Hapari mo, selamos, Ma'aser Sheni. Beishama yomer in bakola, selamos. No, do all of it. No problem. Take all of your copper coins, make them into silver coins. Bring that up to Yerushalayim. Uveis Hillel Omrim, B'shekel Kesef, U'B'shekel Mos. Beis Hillel said, no, you got to leave some as copper coins. Why? Imagine you're going to get to Yerushalayim and you're going to need money for parking. Right? You're going to give the guy $1,000. $1,000 bill. You need some very low-level coins also. For basic necessities, you're going to get there. And what's going to happen? Rashi explains. Nobody's going to have copper coins. They're all going to run to the money changer. They're going to say, copper coins, need copper coins. I'm going to get a ticket quickly. And people are going to think that copper coins is a shortage. The price is going to go all the way up. It's going to mess up the whole market values of all the coins. So you know what? Becello says, always keep pocket change. Always keep some copper coins that are always usable. That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. But what's clear from the Mishnah? That you have copper coins. Even Beis Shammai says there's a case where you have copper coins. So says the Gemara, Hashul Beis Shammai Lagave Priti Mechalalinan. So Beis Shammai clearly says that there's a case that you're allowed to be Mechal on copper coins. Lagave Davami Boy. So you're going to tell me that you're not allowed to be Mechal on gold coins? It's so much more Hashuv. So regarding the pidyon itself, you have to say that putting it onto gold coins from fruit is good enough. So Gemara says it's not such a raya. Why? Because maybe the case of the Mishnah is about a specific context. Shiny, priti, ba'asr, desagin, harifi. Maybe it's a case where copper is so liquid and it's basically the only thing used. That's the context. That's the case where it was done, like we alluded to yesterday. You know, if you're in a place where it's liquid and not in another place, okay. That is all version one. We protected that day. That's one first version of what the machlokas is between Mishnah and Beisel and the Mishnah by Sosheini. It has to do with our Mishnah about whether gold versus silver, what's the peira, what's the tiva. So now we get to two other suggestions that are not directly related to our Mishnah. But once the Mishnah is here, we discuss. Lishna achrina. Amrila. Second version of the machlokas, maybe it's a Meiser Sheni issue. It's not a general tiva pera issue. Lishdachrina amrila Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. Chad amr machlokas v'slam al dinar. One says, again, what's explicit in the Mishnah? Beis Shammai says you cannot switch silver onto gold. Beis Hillel says you can. Right? What's that machlokas about? So maybe machlokas is specifically about silver onto gold. De Beis Shammai savri hakesef. Keset, which says, "Vitzarta hakesef yadecha, take the silver in your hand." It's a pasuk by Meister Sheni. Hakesef, kesef, rishon lo kesef sheni. The issue is, Beis Shammai says you're only allowed to do one step. Fruit onto money, period. You can't switch then money onto money. That's Beis Shammai's understanding of the Din D'Oraisa. You're only allowed to switch it onto money once, not twice. That's what the Mishnah says. You're not allowed to switch silver onto gold. Ubeisil Sabri, Ha Kesef, Kesef, Riba. The hay is inclusive. Yafilu Kesef Sheni. So, first version is that the machlokas is whether you can do it twice. Aval peiros al dinarim, but fruit onto gold originally? Tebriakoma chalulin. And everyone agreed that you're allowed to. Dakati, Kesef Rishonu. So, the machlokas is about whether you're allowed to switch Meister Sheni money once or twice. The Chadamar, the other opinion, says no. Ah, the Peiros al Dinarim, nami machlokas. The machlokas is also about Peiros al Dinarim. Why? Why would you say Peiros al Dinarim is a problem? Why would you say it's a problem? Rashi explains that according to Mishama, he would say it's Asur, because the Zahav is considered Peiros. And you're not only Mimchala, Peiros al Peiros. You have to do it onto currency and not onto another item, other merchandise. So that's version number two. Says the Gemara, an obvious question. Ulamanda Amar Slom al Dinarim Machlokes. If you say, like we just said, version one, the Machlokes is about Slom al Dinarim, right? That you can't do it twice. So Adamiflagi be Slom al Dinarim, Lifagi be Slom al Slom. What do you have to say? A different type of money. If the issue is you can't switch it twice, just use the same currency. You can't switch silver onto silver, right? Why would you say silver onto gold, which would give us the misimpression that it's something specifically about gold? According to this version, as we just explained it, it's because you can't switch it twice. So says the Gemara. No, because we still want to know the chiddush about what gold is considered. I would have thought the only machlokas is about silver onto silver. But maybe I would have thought that Beisil would agree to Beis Shammai that if you're switching it onto gold, that if you're going from silver to gold, you wouldn't be able to do it. I would have thought that he agrees in that case. Kamash Malan, that is why we have to say that case also. Good. I guess let's stop there for a second and then we'll continue. We're talking in general about Meister Sheni. There is a machlokas rishonim, which has not come up in a while, and that is how many mitzvahs are there to pidyon Meister Sheni and all Meister Sheni issues and eating Meister Sheni. There are a lot of things we do with Meister Sheni. We're mafresh the Meister Sheni. We bring it up to Yerushalayim. We eat it in Yerushalayim. Right? There's a lot. How many mitzvahs do we count? So the Ramban. Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah of Meister Sheni. The Ramban, you don't have to look too far. We know the Ramban adds on mitzvahs that he says the Rambam forgot. He knocked out a bunch of mitzvahs, and then he has, in the mitzvahs asay that he says that the Rambam forgot, he adds on 17 mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam forgot. The first one, the first mitzvah, mitzvahs asay aleph, in the mitzvah sheshachach osan harav, is eating Meister Sheni. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah asei daraisa. Mitzvah rishona. Shenit savinu la'echol meiser sheni u'bechoros. He adds in bechoros. Interesting. B'Yerushalayim. Lifnei hakel yisaleh. V'hu amro. And that's the pasuk in Re'ei. V'yachat lifnei Hashem l'kecha ma'asar d'goncha v'tziroshcha v'yitzarecha. Zu mitzvah min ha-mitzvos. Hi gedola ma'od. It's a big one, says the Ramban. Why? Shenasan batam. The Torah even gives a reason for this mitzvah. Laman tilmad liyiras Hashem alkecha. This mitzvah leads to yirat shemayim. So it's a separate mitzvah, says the Ramban. V'yamru magitzu ma'ishusheni maybe is adam l'day talmud Torah. V'tziva ba'od v'samachta atav v'besecha. V'ani tama l'rabazeh. Why doesn't the Rambam count it? Why does the Rambam count a mitzvah say to eat Meister Sheni? V'im hu lai haya daito she'enon elo limnoa achilasan chutz liyushalayim. Maybe the Rambam understands this, that it's only what we would call an iser asay, not a kiyam asay. The ikra of the pasuk is don't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. not eat it in Yerushalayim. V'hu halav shemanu arav, and the Rambam counts the losaseh not to eat ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, and you don't count both. But he says v'halo huzal hamon elavin mechlal aseh b'chesh mitzvah aseh. But there are other examples, and he said, look what I wrote in Shorash Vav, that the Rambam counts the aseh, even if it is an iser aseh. V'och ezu be'emet mitzvah kavua, and I think he's wrong anyway. I think it's a mitzvah kavua. And he quotes a Gemara about where Achiz Ma'aser Sheni is used as in the sugya of Asi Dov Halos Aseh, in the sugya Im Sakam Daf Nun Tes. So he says, Nizvayer, ki achilas kachim, lebailim, u lerotwi leochlan, aseh. And he has a great line. Ukimoshihu asei lekoanim bechatos ubashamos, kachu lebailim, bechela karoi lahem. This is the Ramban Shita, just like Ma'aser Sheni, just like the Kohanim have a mitzvah to eat karbanos, so too the Bailim have a mitzvah to eat their portion of the karbanos, shlamim, obviously, and Ma'aser Sheni. So what is the Rambam's answer? What would the Rambam answer? The Rambam counts explicitly eating kachay kachim, and then kachay kalim. We like to point out that language of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, Perek Yud, kachay kalim also is nigrar achar ha-mitzvah. It's nigra, that's also included in the mitzvah. But the Rambam doesn't mention the bailim. So that's root number one, the machlokas, Ramban, is whether there's any mitzvah when the Yisrael does anything. The Kohen eating, that's a mitzvah. Right? Like the Gemara says, bailim ochlim, Kohenim ochlim, bailim is kaprim. But for the bailim to eat, is there any mitzvah related to that? Maybe not. And number two assumption of the Ramban is A, the Bailim get a mitzvah when they eat their portion. Number two, the Ramban here is relating eating Ma'aser Sheni and eating Kachim. That's also a Chiddush. You might, even if you want to say Chiddush number one, that a Yisrael eating his Chelek in the Shlomim is a mitzvah saseh, you might not say eating Ma'aser Sheni. The Ramban says both and he links them. That's why in the same mitzvah he puts the Bailim eating Ma'aser Sheni and the Bailim eating the karbanos that they're allowed to eat. So that is both two crucial chidushim of the Ramban. Interesting, just a contrast, the next mitzvah that the Ramban counts, nitztavinu le'echol truma kishihi tahora, lo b'tumasa, eating mitzvah they eat truma for the Kohanim. But again, what tipped the Ramban off? Probably because Ma'aser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Truma doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Rishon doesn't need Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Ani doesn't need Yerushalayim. Only Ma'aser Sheni. Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a kachim idea. That must be what's tipped off the Ramban, that eating Ma'aser Sheni is a kachim idea, and that's why I'm going to count that separately along with Achilas Kachim of the Bailim. And the Rambam obviously rejects one or both of these assumptions in his worldview of Ma'aser Sheni. Again, the Mitzvot HaMelech here in his Sefer on Sefer Mitzvot discusses this machlokas as well. Okay, let's get back to our discussion. Says the Gemara, where are we? Tashma. Again, what's the second version of what's the second suggestion? What's the machlokas of Sheni Meisilau? Whether you're allowed to have one step or two steps. General Ma'aser Sheni machlokas. You switch fruit onto money. That's a din daraisa. Could you then switch money onto money? Or not. Machlokas. Toshma. So now let's prove it from the other part of the Mishnah that we mentioned up above. Haporei tzelos on Ma'aser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. This is the opposite now. The case is, you're in Yerushalayim. You have silver. You want to switch it onto copper. Right now you got to Yerushalayim, right? You did what Beis Hillel said. You're allowed, or Beis Shammai. You have a ton of silver money. Now you want to switch it onto copper to be able to have money to use. So now, Beis Shammai Amrim Bakol HaSel HaMo. It's fine, no problem. Switch it all onto copper. Beis Hillel Amrim B'Shekel Kazo B'Shekel Mo. Beis Hillel says, no. What are you going to do? You're going to switch it all onto copper. Then, after your week in Yerushalayim, you have to go back home. You have a lot of copper coins of Ma'aser Sheni left. What happens to copper over time? It rusts. You're going to bring it back. It's going to get ruined. Beis Hillel says, only switch what you need. And then you'll switch more. Don't do it all, because we don't want you to be left over with a lot of copper Ma'aser Sheni coins that might rust in over time. So the Gemara says now, Hashta Kasal Agabe Pritim Mechalalinon, Vilo Amrina Ketzarijo Lekazar Sheni. We say in this Mishnah, you're allowed to go from silver to copper, and you're not worried about two steps. Lagabi Dava, the Chashimina, Mi Amrina Ketzarijo Lekazar Sheni. I don't understand. It's befeirish that you're allowed to switch coins onto coins. How could you say, and they both agree to that, how could you say that it would only one step be allowed? It says the Gemara, wait a minute. Amar Rava, Yerushalayim Kamosvis. This is in Yerushalayim already. The whole suggestion of the Machlokas is outside of Yerushalayim. Once Yerushalayim, do whatever you want. Shani Yerushalayim, Dechsev Beva Nasata, Kesef, Bechol Asher Taven Afshecha, Vabakar Uvatzon. You could do whatever you want once you're in Yerushalayim. It's not a problem, and therefore, it's not a kasha. Tosfos here discusses, you could get anything you want. There are limitations based on other Gemaras. Only animals, only fruit. So it might not be everything, but the Gemara at least is explaining that it is more inclusive in Yerushalayim than outside of Yerushalayim. There's an interesting lashon of the Shita Mekubetzes here that discusses this this issue of Tosfos also, and he says, look, you have to say that you could change it onto money Yerushalayim. You want to buy things in Yerushalayim, even if it's fruit, even if it's animals, sometimes you can't pay for it with silver. So no matter what the rules are officially outside of Yerushalayim, you have to say that in Yerushalayim there is flexibility. Avalinian chalal prutos, mi pashta tekra, ikal amashra mine demutter. Demena machalal prutos, lo yuchal likno shum sarche se'uda, lo yuchal akayim, mechal asher ta'ava nafshecha. You have to say that's what the pasuk means, that it is allowed. Okay, says the Gemara Tashma. Still, we're trying to see if this explanation is correct. Haporit sela mimoth ma'aser sheni. So again, now we're going from copper to silver, like we said before. From copper to silver, back outside of Yerushalayim. Right? What did we say? Beishami omrim b'kala sela mos. Beisil omrim b'shekel kesef b'shekel mos. So, okay, fine, Yerushalayim. But what about the mishnah we set up above? It's beferish that you're allowed to switch money onto money. So you can't say this is the suggestion of the machlokas is whether you can or can't one or two steps. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Everybody agrees, like the Mishnah says, beferish, you're allowed to have two steps in Ma'aser Sheni. And what's the machlokas about? Number three. Ella, this is now number three suggestion. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, what's the machlokas of the Sharon Beis Hillel? And now, as we introduced it before, now we're going into the world of the Rabbanans. The first two are Daraisa suggestions. This is now the Rabbanan. What's the machlokas? Eli Itmar, the Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Shimon Ben Lakish, Hachi Itmar, Chad Amar. Remember, the machlokas explicitly. Silver onto gold. Is that allowed or not? Machlok is b'shlam al dinarim. One holds that you can't switch silver onto gold. Why? Beishame says that to Beishame Savri Gazrinan. We have a Xera Drabanan. Shema Yishe Al Yosef. Maybe, what's going to happen? You have Meister Shani silver. So you don't want to schlep that. So you're going to put it onto gold. But what if, let's say you have a gold coin. Let's say there's 25 silver coins into one gold coin. You only have 12 silver coins. So what are you going to do? You're going to wait. You're going to wait with your silver coins in order until you have 25, and then you'll switch it onto the gold. But that might cause problems. If you wait, if we allow you to do silver onto gold, then it might delay. Shema Yisha Aliyosav, you'll delay until you have enough. The Zimnin Delomalu Zuze, Bidinara, you won't have enough. Velo, let's go with Argirsa first. Velo Masik, and you won't go up. What does that mean, Velo Masik? The Bach adds in. Velo Masik Lehu. You might not take them. Lahu, what's them? The money. Meaning, you'll leave the money over and you'll have Ma'aser Sheni money hanging out in your house, and that's not a good thing. You won't take it up. You won't fulfill the mitzvah. When the Rabban has ever misses, I say, Velo Masik Lahu. If you look in Rabbeinu Hananel, he doesn't have Lahu. He just says, you won't go up. Talking about the person. What does that mean? Look at Rash, look at the Rach. The Nimsa Misakev Mila Alos Laregel. Whoa. You know what? Let's say it's Pesach. I have to go up in this another 7 weeks also. I don't have enough money for the Ma'aser Sheni. Let me wait a few weeks. I'll have more. The gold coin will be full, and then I'll bring it up. She might even go be Ola Regal, because you'll be convinced that it's too much of a... You'll have to come back. And so either way, it'll cause problems. So says Beishamai, we just don't allow you to put silver onto gold, because it can lead to these problems. And Issa Drabanan. We're not worried about it. Why? You're going to go up. We're not worried that you're not going to take the money up, or you're not going to go up. Come on, you're not going to be Ola Regal. So Mitzvah Sei Daraisa. So either way, that's the Machlokas. Aval Peros al dinarim, derekom machalolinan. But fruit onto dinarim, for sure you're going to be machalol. Aye, what if you don't have enough fruit to fill up a dinar? We don't care. We're not worried. To keep it the mir kavi lo mashi lehu. You know the fruit are going to rot. The fruit's going to rot. You're not going to delay it, and therefore it's not a problem. So that is one version. V'chad amar, and the other opinion says no. Afilu beperos al dinarim nami machlokas. Maybe even fruit onto dinar is also machlokas. You won't focus on the fact that it's going to rot. You're going to focus on the fact that it's not going to be filled into your coin, so you might be giving too much Meiser Sheni, right? You only have half of this coin is full of Meiser Sheni, so I don't want to use it yet, right? So because of that, maybe we are still worried even by fruit. Okay, that is the suggestion. Now the Gemara says, Bishlama, last section of the sugya. Bishlama lahach lisha da amrit. Demi daraisa mishra shari. Verabanu de gazrube. I understand. According to this version, we've had three versions today. According to version three, I like it. It fits in. Why? The language of the Mishnah fits in. Why? Hainu diktani yase velo yase. The language, if you look back to the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, the Mishnah Beishamai says, lo yase adam silan dinarizov, ube silamatirin. The language is focused on the lachadchila. Should you or shouldn't you? Focused on the gavra to do or not. So that makes sense, because it's an issue on a derabanan level. Ela lahach lishna to amrit to midaraisa pligi. But if you say the issue is on a daraisa level, mechalalina velo mechalalina miboilei. It should use the lashon of whether it works or not. Mechalalinan. Not yasa, whether you should do. So the language is a difficult sakasha. So the that's a problem. We don't have an answer to that. But let's go a little deeper into that just last line. The simple understanding is, for Durabanans, you should use Lashonas of Lachachila, Yaseh below Yaseh. For Daraises, you should focus on whether it works or not, Mechalina lo Mechalina. Maybe it's a little deeper. We mentioned this way back. We mentioned this more recently, but Sukkah Daf Beis. The Gemara also has a line there similar. Maybe the Gemara really means is, Yaseh below Yaseh, not only is the Lashon of Lachachila, but it's focused on the Gavra. And mechalin v'lo mechalinon, that focuses on the chefsa, focuses on the money. What might that connect to? A huge discussion in the Achronim. What's the difference conceptually between Yisurei Daraisa and Yisurei Darabanan? One suggestion is, again, it's not agreed upon by all, even some Rishonim give other impressions, but one suggestion is known as the suggestion of the Nesivus. Simin Reish Lamid Dalet, Sif Gimel. The Nesivus says, Yisurei Daraisa or Yisurei Chefsa. Hashem made these molecules usser. Yisurei Darabanan or Yisurei Gavra? The rabbis don't have the power to change molecules. They have the power to regulate my behavior, to tell me what to do and what not to do. That's Yisurei Gavra, not Yisurei Chefsa. And where does he get this from? From a Rambam. From a Rambam, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's say I buy fruit from you, and it turned out that they were treif. And I ate them already. Can I get my money back? So the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, is b'chai between whether it was Asa Daraisa or Asa Darabanan. If the fruit is still here, give it back. But if the fruit are not here, if it was an Asa Daraisa, then you get your money back. If it was an Asa Darabanan, you don't get your money back. If it was an Asa Darabanan, Bishogeg, what did you do wrong? You might not even need Kapara, says the Nesivus. You did an Asa Darabanan, Bishogeg. What's the Lundus? Explains the Nesivus. By Yisurei Daraisa, you objectively did something wrong, because this is poison, Hashem says. So that's why it's mechatos. Even if it's not eaten, you get your money back. Yisurei chefsa. But when it comes to Yisurei Darabanan, Yisurei gavra. So if I didn't even know, I did it b'shogeg, so then it wouldn't be as crucial. The Meshech Chachma quotes this in Nesivus in Parsha Shoftim in the context of Lo Sasur, where he talks about the difference, again, to answer the Kasha of the Rambam, how could the Rambam say every time you violated Daraisa, you violated Daraisa? What about Lo Sasur? What about Savi Daraisa Lechumra and Savi Darabana Lekula? Right, big discussion that has come up in the past. But in that context, the Meshech Chachma says, Darabanans aren't about the content. It's about listening to them. Again, more focused on the gavra. And he gives a mashal. He says, just like Moreh B'Malchus, a king is allowed to kill a person if the person refuses anything. Right? To go, I want to walk through your backyard. Why is he allowed to do that? Is there an isser about walking through backyards? No. It's the ikar is listening to the king. So too by the Rabbanan. The issue is listening to the Rabbanan, but not inherently the item itself, that this law. It could be in a generation from now, the rabbis of that generation, if they're Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan, they'll change it. Right? That's not the issue at hand. Right? That the issue isn't the content. So that's, again, one entire general approach to Yisurei Darabanan and Yisurei Daraisa. Again, the Sivas and Reish Lam Medalit, the Meshechachma and Shoftim, the comparison to Moreh B'Malchus. But maybe that's the root of this Gemara's Raya. Yaseh velo Yaseh, focused on the Gavra, because that's Yisurei Darabanan, and that makes sense. But Mechalalina, velo Mechalalina, focusing on the money, focusing on the Chefsa, so that's the behind the Gemara's Lashon, and that, if you remember, is what the Gemara mentioned by Sukkah also. Remember the Beis in Sukkah. Should the Gemara, the Mishnah say Yima'it, or should the Gemara say, Mishnah say Psula? Psula, the Gemara says, according to one day, Psula is better for Daraisis, Yima'it is better for Drabanans. Right? So why is that? To tell you what to do and just tell you, but the, according to this approach, according to the Sivis, it fits in beautifully. Okay, there's a lot more regarding Meister Sheni and Pidyon Meister Sheni. There's an important Nitziv, just to be aware of. The Nitziv in the Hemek She'ela talks about two types of pidyon Meister Sheni, right? It's in the Shiltos, if you look in Shilta Kuf. And Rav Shechter also talks about this right at the beginning of the Sefer Ginas Ego, Simon Aleph. He talks about Shnei Dine Pidyon Meister Sheni. One being a mitzvah, one being a matir. Matir and mitzvah. Bizman Azeh, well, we don't do it Shavah B'Shavah, right? It's more of a matir, not a mitzvah. But that's the Nitziv, and Rav Shechter discusses that in the first piece in the Ginas Egos. So again, it's a beautiful piece, but we have to move on to the next sugya. Itzmar. Rabosai, we are up to the next topic in this parak, which is about Kinyan Chalipin. The next three daf. Again, the next two I'm not going to be putting on. I'll put up in the last cycle. But by the Shem, it's all about Chalipin, Kinyan Chalipin, the uniqueness of Chalipin. So Itzmar, what is Kinyan Chalipin? There are two types of Kinyan Chalipin. Rashi says that right here. Rashi says there are two types of Chalipin. What does the word Chalipin mean? Substitute or barter. Says Rashi, one Chalipin is what we call Shava B'Shava. That's not how we usually use Kinyan Chalipin. I give you a cow and you give me a horse. Right? So that's Chalipin. We're trading. That's Chalipin. So, but there's another type of Chalipin, which we're more used to Lamaisa today. You do a Kinyan Chalipin at a Chassan's Tish. You do a Kinyan Chalipin when you make the rabbi a shliach to sell your chametz. What's that Chalipin? That's not Shaveh B'Shaveh. That's not substitute. That is the symbolic Chalipin. That's the concretization of Das, which we'll talk about as over the next couple of days. That's the symbolic Chalipin. Those are two types of Chalipin, Rashi says. So the question here is, what if I'm doing Chalipin with money? Money and money, right? Can money be considered symbolic chalipin, or does it always have to be considered currency? Right. Let's say I'm paying, like my case, I'm giving you gold for apples, right? So what do we say up until now? The apples are the object, and the gold is the currency, and therefore, what's the rule? When I pull the object, that's the kinyan. If I just give you the gold, the kinyan didn't happen yet. So what if, can I designate that the gold should be an object? Can a matzbeya be function as chalipin? It's usually currency, but I don't say anything. What if I want to designate it? Does it work? Can it work? Machlokas. Itmar, says the Gemara, Rav Levi, chad amar matbeya naase chalipin. A matbeya can be used just like a handkerchief. Just like a handkerchief can be used, just like a pen can be used for chalipin, so too money can be used for chalipin. And therefore, what's the chiddush? Why is this important? So then, if you give the money, it's as if the kinyan is done already. It's not just that you paid for it and you can be chozer bo. If we say matbeya nasa chalipin, that money can not only function as money usually does, but it can function as an object, so then the kinyan can be done and you can't be chozer bo. Right? Look at the end of Rashi, matbeya. Rashi says, af matbeya, sha'af al pisha shaninu, nasa mamos, v'lo ma'ashachim enu peyers, li'ohol achzer bo, even though we say that if you give the money, you can be chozer bo, the kinyan didn't happen yet, hani mili kishen nosnu b'toras damim. That's if you give it as value, kiderach mekach u'memkar, like money is usually used, avol nasan b'toras chalipin, but if you give it as chalipin, kivet sh'mashach zez amos, nikne lo achefet shalo b'chomakab shehu. Maybe it could be function as an object. That's the machlokas. Chad amar matbeya nasa chalipin. Back to the Gemara. Chad amar ein matbeya nasa chalipin. No. Money is money. You can't use money as chalipin. Amar papa, my time adon amar ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Why not? If you designate it, why can't it work? Mishum de daiti atsurta. Because money is all about the form on the money, the picture. Vitsurta avida de batzla. And the tsura avida de batzla. What does that mean? If the government wants to apostle the money one day, it can. It's not like an object or an asset, which has inherent a value. A table, the government can't do anything about a table, right? It goes up and down in value, but it's an asset. Money cannot be looked at that because the government has power to parcel it. That's the machlokas. So, there we go. Right, the Rashba's lashon here is ein gufo mamon. Right, so it's not viewed as an asset. So it's not hazav kone the kesef. What's the case of our Mishnah? That the zav is kone the kesef. My love, the chalipin. Doesn't that mean talking about chalipin? Vishvami namat beer nasa chalipin. Doesn't the Mishnah say it works? The Gemara says, no, lo b'damim. No, that's a case where you're using the gold as the object and the kesef as currency. Right? You're not doing chalipinch. Right? So that's why there's no raya. See, hachi has a kones a kesef. Mechayiv mi boile. So the language should be different. Once you pull the gold, you're obligated to pay. Shouldn't that be a better lashon? The Gemara says, tini azav mechayiv. Okay, tini. Tosfos says, that's how you should understand it. Not that you have to change the word, but you should understand it that it means, once you pull the gold, which is the object, then you're obligated to pay with the silver. This also makes sense that the silver in the Mishnah is being used as money, not as if you say the Mishnah is talking about a case of one is being used as currency for the other, then it makes sense that it only works in one direction and not in the other one. But if you say the Mishnah is talking about chalipin, meaning you're using the money in a symbolic way and they're both objects, then travayo likni adadi. Then it should work in both directions. It shouldn't work in one and not the other. So it must be the Mishnah's not talking about that. The Otanya, and we have another brisa that says, HaKesef eino kones azov. Right, the kesef is not kones azov. The Mishnah also says it, but the brisa expands. Ketzad, machalo esra mechamisha diner shal kesef, bediner shal zov, 25 silver for one gold, afo bishamashach haza kesef, lo kanesh yim shal chaz azov. Right, even though you took the kesef, the gold is not nikneh to you. E amrit bishlama bedamim. If you say, and that's a price explaining our Mishnah. See, if you say it's talking about damim, so we understand. Mishamachi lokani. That's why, if you're using it as currency, pulling the currency, the kinyan didn't happen yet. Elei amrit bechalipin nikneh. But if you say it's chalipin, it should work if you say about be'anasa chalipin. Elamai bedamim. So you must be talking about damim, you're using it as currency. That's why it's not a raya. So the Gemara says, Ihachi em eresha. But then what about the resha of that brisa? Hazov konez a kesef ketsa, the case that works. Bachalo diner shal zav, esra mechamisha diner shal kesef. You're trading, again, gold for silver. Kiva shamasha kesef zav. Nikna kesef b'chom lakam shehu. Once you give the, you pull the zav, then the silver is nikne to you. So if you say it's chalipin, so then the language fits in. But if you say the silver is functioning as currency, you should say the gavra is chayav to pay money, not that the silver is nikne to him. Right, so isn't that a raya that we're talking about? Chalipin? Says the Gemara, no. Amar Avashi Lola Madamim, we're talking about currency, and it's not a raya, whether Marpe and Nikta Bachalipin or not. Because here in this Bryce in the Mishnah, we're talking about you're using it as currency. Umay Bachomakom Shehu, and what did that Lashon mean? Kimos Shehu. It just means as is. He must pay the silver as agreed upon. Kidda Amarle, as in the following machlokas. E Amarle Ma'arniki Chadasha Yavina Lacha. If somebody promises to give new coins, Lamasi Yavali Ma'arniki Yashani. Can't give him old coins. Avagad Adivi Minayu. Even though old coins worn in already might be better. My Taima. To Amarle Liyashna Kabayina Luhu. I want to make them old. Right? I want the new ones. So that's all the Mishnah and the Braisa means by nikneh b'chol makom, wherever it is, that's the type of money you have to give me. But not that it is nikneh to him. And therefore, this whole discussion in the Mishnah and the Braisa is about damim, not about chalipin. And therefore, there's no raya in either way, whether makmeh nasa chalipin or not. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, for the next couple, 3 days, we'll put up from the last cycle, and we will continue, B'ed Hashem, in Perek HaZahav.